This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, supporters of Judge Amy Coney Barrett come to D.C. to cheer her on and pray outside of the Senate office building. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
While the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has been going on inside the Hart Senate office building, groups of people have gathered outside to pray for her and encourage her during the grueling Senate hearing. The group of roughly 250 people have been carrying signs that say "Confirm Amy" and other hopeful and encouraging messages. One of the group members, Sophia Medina Hickel, said that, "We came from Florida to pray for Amy and to be here to support her in this time when she needs the prayers of believers." A Christian outreach to top-level government officials, Faith and Liberty, is one of the organizers of the group. Faith and Liberty's Vice President, Peggy Ninabar, said that, "We are here to pray for Amy and her family as well as for the proceedings, that God will be with her, guide her, and protect her. We were all here during previous hearings and believe that prayer is critical during such events." She continued, saying, "We are not here to engage in any political activities. We are not protesting, demonstrating, or anything like that. We are here to pray for Amy, to pray for her hearings, and to stand in the gap for her at this time." Reverend Greg Cox, also of Faith and Liberty, said that, "It is critical to have Amy Barrett on the Supreme Court, as she is an originalist in the model of Justice Antonin Scalia, and will make decisions based upon what the Constitution actually says, rather than what she would like it to say. Her opinions will reflect law and precedent, rather than her own political preferences." Over 100 students from Liberty University have been a key addition to the support group and have been worshiping and praying for Amy Coney Barrett. They said they came to have Amy's back in prayer. One of the Students for Life representatives was asked why she came to pray, to which she responded, "She," meaning Amy, "is a role model for me and so many other young Christian women," she added. In her opening statement, Judge Barrett seemingly appeared to thank the group gathered outside by saying, "I believe in the power of prayer, and it has been uplifting to hear that so many people are praying for me." The Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, Lindsey Graham, has announced that the committee will hold their vote for Judge Barrett at 1 p.m. on October 22nd, and then the full Senate will consider the nomination. The confirming vote could take place no sooner than October 25th. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.